It's dangerous to look at our modern world today and try to overlay it on the culture and times of the Bible. Some people want to say that democracy is a biblical form of government. Well, nobody in the Bible was governed under a democracy. The Lord Jesus Christ lived in one of the greatest empires and sternest tyrannies of all time and never remarked a word about it except to say we should render to Caesar what is Caesar's. And there are people today who insist that capitalism is an economic system that is actually mandated or at least endorsed in Scripture. Believe me, I like being a capitalist, within the limits imposed on capitalism by U.S. laws, of course, but I realize from reading the Bible that the Bible never endorses capitalism. First, let's define our terms. What is capitalism? Capitalism is a system in which each able person is allowed to sell work, ideas, hard products, and intangible goods in good faith, that is, without force or fraud, for the best price that he or she can get. And the greatest benefit of capitalism to Christianity is that economic freedoms, that is, the right to set my own times, rate of pay, etc., produce other freedoms essential to religious freedom. Capitalism in its most primitive form, a hard cash society or one on a real-time gold standard, does work very well in a moral society, and that is one reason it worked so well in this country previously, especially when this country was agrarian. However, capitalism also makes use of certain forms of transactions that require a second look from Scripture. Number one, interest. Interest, in simple language, is paying the cost for each day that a loan repayment is delayed. Modern capitalism uses money to make money. The entire stock market and housing market are based on lending money to borrowers at rates of interest based upon risk, market limits, time before repayment, and expected profit. Number two, futures. Buying and selling based upon an expected outcome or profit in the future, usually the fairly near future. Future markets are usually things like grain, soybeans, etc. I can contract now to buy grain at $400 a ton when it is harvested. When the harvest finally comes, the harvest is poor, and grain goes up to $500 a ton, so I make a profit reselling while the farmers who made the deal with me may take a loss. But anything, not just grain, can be marketed under a futures contract. Number three, supply and demand regulate pricing. The less there is of anything and the more that people need it or want it, the more you can charge for it. That really is the heart of capitalism. Number four, negotiating and assigning rights for property. That is, if I sell my house, I sell all rights to my house. If I own land, I can post it and prevent others from trespassing on it. What I own or what you own is owned absolutely in pure capitalism. So if we look at these four elements of capitalism, interest, futures, supply and demand regulate pricing, and negotiation and assigning the rights of property, we can take these elements and see what the Word of God says about them. And the only economy that we see established in Scripture under God's express direction is in the Old Testament, especially the books of Leviticus and Deuteronomy.